Ryan Adams was watching Project Runway with his wife when it happened.
All of a sudden, there was this loud bam, and we realized it'd come from outside.
Okay.
He walked into his backyard and saw something lying in the grass by his house.
It was just a dove. There was no problems with it.
That's when the thought dawned on him.
And I had a lot of friends that are hunters, and they're going out and shooting doves. And I was like, well, those suckers are out there doing the hard work. This one just came to me.
So Ryan looked up a recipe for grilled quail a la mancha.
Cleaned it, grilled it, and ate it. It was fantastic.
And in a crucial twist, he blogged about it.
Followed it up with a post on Reddit because I felt it was so off the wall that I wanted to share.
The Reddit post got about 2,000 hits.
Then I was contacted by a couple of reporters.
One of those reporters mentioned that by eating a found dove, Adams had broken Texas law. This came as a surprise to him. But the thing is, it's true.
Well, it is illegal to retain wildlife resources, and white-winged dove are considered a migratory game bird species by federal and state law.
Steve Lightfoot is a spokesperson for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. He says Adams technically did break the law, and the law is in place for a couple reasons.
A lot of those regulations were born out of the need to restrict commercial harvest.
There's also the matter of people getting sick from eating diseased animals. But even though Adams technically broke the law, Texas Parks and Wildlife let him off with a warning. Lightfoot says there was no formal investigation.
We gave him a warning, and I believe everything's good.
Well, not quite. One of the online articles about Adams said that there was an ongoing investigation about his culinary adventure. It included the headline, "Dove Dinner Lands Texas Man in Hot Water with Law." The story went viral.
It just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And he started receiving letters of support from around the country.
So one person said, if a bald eagle hit the house, I should eat that.
Adams posted on his blog that he was no longer under investigation, but the incorrect story kept popping up. The Huffington Post, the Drudge Report, Yahoo News, they all carried the story. And he kept getting emails supporting his non-existent fight against Parks and Wildlife. He wondered what kind of emails the department could be getting. And he heard from a friend that they were not pretty.
Well, I'm trying to, in a way, apologize for indirectly causing all kinds of grief.
So, on a recent morning, Adams surprised staff members at Parks and Wildlife headquarters with a gesture of peace. But it wasn't a dove.
I brought a bunch of donuts. I don't know who had to deal with
goodness,
the fallout.
Wow. So here's my big question for you. You got any good dove recipes?
No harm, no foul. Reporting for State Impact Texas, I'm Elizabeth Trovall.